from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
One, two,
Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think
you guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Maury got onto a thread on Reddit, and the headline was, what's the most disgusting food combination you've seen someone eat?
Oh, no.
So this isn't just the disgusting food combinations that people could come up with, because you can be really horrific. But these are the most disgusting food combinations that you've seen someone eat, and they've gone with their top eight here. So I'll read them out to you, and then we can just decide on which ones, because Maury really has all the ingredients for all of them.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, so canned asparagus and mayonnaise.
Oh!
Pasta with brown sugar. Ketchup and Coke.
What?
Ketchup and Coke.
Like Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds so gross.
Okay, Maury, you're starting with ketchup and Coke, by the way. Prepare that one. peanut butter jelly sandwich on jalapeno cheese bread.
Yeah.
This one doesn't sound that bad. A sandwich with bananas and ketchup on white bread.
Sure.
Pepper on top of ice cream. Yeah, that's fine. Oh, God. This one's next, Maury. Goldfish crackers and milk as a breakfast cereal.
Oh. Ew.
And then, oh, this one, too. Okay, this one's on the list, definitely. Mustard on oatmeal.
And that's it?
And that's it.
Okay, oh, that so very dry.
Who would do that?
Okay.
Okay, you want Coke? Dry.
So, what is it? So, Coke and ketchup. Now, did you put the ketchup in there already?
No.
Oh, why? You got to mix up. Okay. Okay, squeeze there the ketchup in there. Okay, Maury just poured Coke into a thing. Now, you have to mix that.
Why does ketchup sound like that?
I don't know. Only Maury's ketchup sounds like that. Here's your spoon,
okay,
Maury.
Here
please
we go.
Give it a good mix.
Okay. Ew, it's foaming.
That's because it's carbonated. It would do that without ketchup. Anything bad.
Oh, no.
Okay, so this is on the list of the most disgusting food combinations that people have actually seen someone eat. So this is Coke and ketchup. Maury, down the hatch.
It went up my nose. Oh God.
How There's many a sips lump- did you take?
Like down half the can.
I thought you just take like just a little
That's
sample.
Like a sample.
Okay, first of all, there was a lump of ketchup. A lump of ketchup, and then you get the aftershock of the ketchup taste.
Let me see. Can I smell? Let me just smell.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
But it's the lumps that get you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, more.
It legit just sounds like ketchup and Coke. Like there's no...
Okay, what's
like
next?
It doesn't combine right. the...
Okay, Maury, next up is goldfish cereal. So it's...
This is so gross, by
so
the way.
It's,
just took a sip.
It's salty, cheesy goldfish with milk as a breakfast cereal.
Okay.
So there you go. He's put the milk right there on the goldfish. Okay, down the hatch.
How is it?
Oh, dear God, it's so salty.
Yes, salty milk.
Ew.
Salty milk.
Ugh, so gross.
How was that? Also, why'd you have two bites?
For science.
How was that? Describe it.
It's like mushy, salty, wet.
What?
That's not even a thing. I said describe it. Mushy, salty, wet.
All right, what's next on the list?
Okay. Next on the list, let's do mustard on oatmeal, if you would, Maury, please. Okay, so Maury has his... Maury
like
has his...
the driest meal ever.
Oh, no, it's like full-cooked oatmeal.
Okay, right here.
Yeah, you. Okay, mustard, so... Oh, God. No. Okay, so mix that up. So mustard and oatmeal.
Oh, God. And I normally like every... Oh, God. I almost went for a second.
I was going to say.
So describe that.
Oh,
now.
It's like really, really mushy oatmeal, but then the mustard, it takes over the... It just doesn't taste like mustard anymore. It's like...
What does it taste like?
Silky oatmeal. Oh, it's sour. Oh, it's dry. Oh, we're done with that. Okay.
Next.
What do you want to do now, Mocha? Woo! Do you want to do canned asparagus and mayonnaise? First of all, you ever had canned asparagus?
No.
I had to go all around the city to find this. So the asparagus is in the can.
Thanks, Moore.
And now you're dipping it into the mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Ew. Oh,
that is
so gross.
Not happening.
Come on, why?
You didn't actually eat it.
I'll do one more.
Okay.
I think because the taste came out of nowhere and I wasn't ready for it.
That's what she said.
Oh, God.
Is that gross?
Oh, it is. Well, it is so gross.
All right, well, let's leap right into pasta with brown sugar.
Oh, it is so gross.
That will make you feel better.
Okay, somewhere is a bowl of just cooked macaroni.
Oh, this one's good.
No, it's not. Is it?
This one's good. I mean, brown sugar. It's like sugar. This is sugar pasta. We've invented sugar pasta. Oh, I'll save that for later.
Hell.
All right, anyway, so if you have any jacked up combinations of food, feel free to give us a call, 416-870-8888. And Maury still has like a lot of stuff in front of him, Mocha. Oh, so.
So gross.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, Maury, you want to play 5 and 7?
This is 5 and 7.
So very, very simple. Good morning, Dan and Maury.
Yes.
Very simple. We will ask Maury to name 5 things. He has 7 seconds to name those 5 things. I will read the questions. Mocha will be the official judge and timekeeper. You done coughing?
Oh, you heard me.
Yes. Okay, Maury, are you ready?
Okay.
Mocha, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Maury, name 5 articles of clothing that start with B.
Wow. B. B. Bonnet.
Loser.
That may be the only one.
What about belt?
Boots.
Or boots. Or blazer. Or bikini. Or bra. Or bow tie.
Why did you think bonnet?
Briefs.
When was the last time you saw somebody wear a bonnet?
I don't even know what a bonnet is. I just know she has a B in one.
Okay, I will say this. Bonnet is on the list. But man, I would even think blouse is higher than bonnet. All right, Maury, name 5 hard things you sit on.
Okay, chair, wood, dock, floor, table.
Loser.
What you doing sitting on a table, bro?
Somewhere that sometimes there's nowhere else to sit.
What do you give you? Church pew, the floor you got, a bench, the toilet is hard.
Not if you have a soft toilet seat.
Who
like
has
my Nana.
A soft toilet seat.
Nana has one.
My mom used to have one of those. Remember when the soft toilet seat, when it would get a crack in it and it would pinch your butt?
Oh, yeah, the worst.
And then when you sat on it, it would sound like it would go. Remember that sound? I'll never forget that sound.
I totally forgot about those kind of seats.
The soft toilet.
Or when they're super warm because someone was just on it before you.
Right. Any toilet seat, really, that's super warm. I want no business on that. All right, Maury, name 5 track and field events.
Shot put. Running. Winning.
Losing.
Winning is an event?
It's in my house.
Okay. Long jump would have given you. High jump would have given you. Pole vault. Javelin. 100 meter. 200 meter.
Did I get
meter,
one with shot put?
400 meter. Shot put was on there. Yeah.
What about hurdles?
What about hurdles? Yeah.
Okay.
Final one. Okay. final one here.
Okay.
Maury, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mocha, are you ready?
Yeah.
Maury, name 5 things you can do with 1 finger.
Pick my nose. Butt. Ear. Swipe the bowl.
Okay.
Swipe the bowl.
What is that?
When you're done with ice cream or whatever and you swipe the bowl and lift your finger.
Oh my gosh, you gotta love ice cream to do that though.
Okay, would have given you a point.
Well,
you can point.
Hold on, can you explain butt real quick?
Oh, like you scratch your butt.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Maury, on my list was scratch and itch, not butt.
Wait, sometimes you need to be more specific.
Okay. No, but I'm just saying, the thing you are doing is you are scratching an itch. The answer would not be butt. When I say name something you can do with 1 finger, and you're like, oh yeah, sometimes I got an itch on my butt, so I scratch it. Your answer should not then be butt.
But it can be.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
KS92.5, hello.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay. Are we doing the survey of who we like best and who we don't?
Sure, what's your name?
You know who I am, come on.
Frank.
Frank.
All right, Frank. Where are you from again?
I'm from Woodbridge.
No, no, no. Okay, I know.
Duh.
Okay, Frank from Woodbridge. Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Well, the least favorite is Maury. You know that. Yeah.
This guy. Hey, Frank, question for you. Yeah. How long do you think that you've hated Maury?
You know what? It's not that I don't hate him.
Oh, okay.
I don't hate him.
Maury, like, it's Frank
you,
if you're wondering.
When you see his interviews,
yeah.
He's okay. But on the radio, not so much.
Not so much, eh?
Like the last interview he had when he met the prince, this and that.
Yeah.
And he asked the prince, I'll leave my husband for you.
Yeah.
And they had his husband on there also.
Yeah.
You could tell who wears the pants in that family.
Oh, who wears the pants?
Well, his husband.
Do you think, Maury, come in here, please. Frank, your best friend Frank's on the phone, Maury. But okay, so back to my first question. Frank,
good morning, Maury.
Okay, Frank, how long have you hated Maury for, do you think?
I think the second week he started.
The second week he started, okay. Okay, so right out of the gate. What?
Maury. So like 7 years.
Okay, so 7 years. That's a long time to hate somebody. Okay, so Maury, who wears the pants in your family, do you feel?
Who wears the pants in the family? Yes. I wear the pants in the family.
Yeah, okay. You don't say that with very much confidence.
I don't do any of the housework. I don't do any of the laundry. I eat a lot. That's pants wearing material right there.
Okay,
no,
so.
But I tell you one thing. I'm sure your husband puts you in place.
Yeah, he does.
Who's in charge of the money?
Well, I mean, the money he knows I have.
Okay, so who's in charge of the money?
Oh, usually it's Matthew.
Usually?
Yeah.
Okay, who makes the household rules?
Matthew.
Okay.
Who's not allowed to use the master ensuite bathroom?
Yeah.
Me.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So Matthew wears the pants in the family.
Well, I mean, it depends on who you think's in charge.
Who's not allowed to use anything in the house that costs more than $12?
Me.
Right.
Who's not allowed to touch the thermostat when Matthew isn't home?
Me.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I just don't understand why there are now two people in my life named Frank that cause stress to me. Who's my dad and this one.
Oh, don't bring your pops into this.
All right, Woodbridge Frank, back to the original question between Roz and Mocha. Who's your favorite?
Mocha, you're my favorite. Roz, you're my second.
Oh, yeah.
At least I come in third.
And just to reiterate, who do you hate on the Roz and Mocha show?
Maury.
All right.
Well, I hope to meet you one day, buddy.
Absolutely, we will. We'll go out for a beer.
You got to ask Matthew if you can borrow some money to take Frank out for a beer.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Let me just click on this here. Because I get the new iPhone. Like, I mean, by new, I mean it's 7.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not new then.
Well, it's not new, but
the
you know what I mean.
The new one's the 8.
Well, I mean, new in the sense that I got the phone that doesn't have the headphone jack in it.
Yeah.
And I've already lost 3 of the little dongles.
What?
Yeah, man. They're so small. It's a tiny little dongle. First of all, dongle's the greatest word. You know that? Okay. So when we got the new phones in the house, both Catherine and I got the 7, and I was trying to run her through what she would need in order to use the headphones. Mm-hmm. And I kept having to tell her that she needed a dongle. And it wasn't the technology that she was having a problem with. It took me 20 minutes to convince her that that's actually what the thing is called.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Showing her YouTube videos.
When a guy tries to explain to a woman that the specific thing they need is called a dongle, women will tend to not believe you.
Yeah, right. Proof. Yeah. Show me proof.
Yeah. I'm like,
it's
listen.
It's in the keynote speech.
Yeah. I'm like, you just need a dongle. She's like, a what? I'm like, a dongle. She's like, no, seriously, a what? I'm like, it's called a dongle. So I guess now what's happening is they finally started selling one that works, because there's a ton of them on Amazon that don't actually work. They're just junk.
Yeah.
But they're finally starting to sell a dongle that is a dongle. It's a double-ended dongle.
Yeah, right. That's what it's called.
Okay. It's a dongle. Okay. So the dongle, the one end goes into your phone, right? So it's male to female dongle into your phone.
Sure.
And then on the end of the dongle, it sort of splits into two.
Into two separate dongles.
And then on that tiny little dongle, like the piece on the end, the tip of the dongle.
Yeah.
Okay. So on the tip of the dongle, now that tip actually has a thing for power and a connector for headphones.
Power?
Because you power your headphones, the dongle for your headphones goes into where the power is.
Right.
So
right,
now
right,
you
right.
can
okay.
charge and listen at the same time.
Sure.
And it's $35.
Really?
Yes.
That seems kind of expensive.
But what is the price for a double-ended dongle, though? Right?
I don't know. Like $15.
Like, that's what I say, 15 right? bucks.
I think 15 sounds fair.
35 is excessive to me, man. But I will say this, though.
Yeah.
This dongle is considerably bigger than the standard dongle that you would get with your phone. Therefore,
how big do you need the dongle to be?
I would like it to be a huge dongle so I don't lose it. I put it in my pants pocket. Catherine, run it through the washing machine, and I folded my jeans. I don't know where it is anymore.
Oh no!
So I had to go get a different dongle.
Double ended?
No, I'm going to get the double ended dongle now. But I would like a huge dongle, like a substantially sized dongle, had a little bit of weight to it. So I knew when
I sell them in like different colors.
No, I think they're all just white. Sorry.
Oh. This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Later on this evening, Dan and Maury will be heading out to the symphony.
Oh, I know. People don't know that about Maury, that he's actually frequents the symphony.
Yeah.
He's a patron of the symphony.
So he's got two tickets. You would assume he would be taking his husband, Matthew.
Right.
However, he is not.
Oh.
He's decided to go with somebody else.
He decided to go on a date instead of bringing your husband?
Yeah.
So weird.
Somebody who works here at the radio station, like behind the scenes.
Oh.
One of our engineers.
Okay.
His name's Alex. Real cool dude.
Yeah.
So Dammit Maury now has to go and tell his husband, Dammit Matthew, hey, husband, guess what? I'm taking another man to the symphony tonight.
Yeah. Wow.
Good night.
What?
Good night.
Pause. Dammit Maury, was Matthew in the shower?
He's brushing his teeth.
He's brushing his teeth.
Okay.
Good night.
What?
Good night.
What?
Good night.
What do you want from me? Good night.
I don't yell through walls. You come here. We do good night kisses.
Maury.
Good night.
Okay, good night.
Don't forget I have the symphony tomorrow.
What symphony?
The symphony with the guy that does the Star Wars and Home Alone movie, John Walters.
Williams!
He does the music for Star Wars or something. I'm taking Alex.
Who's Alex?
Alex the engineer.
Am I supposed to know who Alex the engineer is? Like, who's that?
He's from work, because you're never available on... And he's a fan of Star Wars.
Did you ask me? I don't remember anything in our conversation about going to the symphony.
Well, no, I just figured you're busy all the time, so I would just take it.
Yes, I am busy all the time.
I'm telling you now.
Oh, so you're telling... It's already done. Like, it's just happening tomorrow. You're going with
Alex. No, don't worry about it.
I just don't understand why you're inviting another man and didn't even tell me. Like, I don't even get the invite first.
I saw him at work, and I'm like, hey, there's this thing. Do you want to go?
Well, Maury, we're married. Why wouldn't you tell me about this? I don't understand. Like, earlier. Like, I do not give... But Star Wars, so I would not be going anyways.
That's
like,
why I invited Alex.
Okay, but I still get the courtesy invite first, and I get to decline first. That is marriage.
Yeah, but...
And I don't know him, and I don't know of him. Is he gay or straight? Not
straight.
That it matters.
Straight.
Hmm. Those are the ones we have to worry about these days, it seems.
Okay, love you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you do. Mm-hmm. Don't even get a courtesy invite first.
Love you.
To decline. The opportunity
to
decline.
Can I invite you to a good night kiss that you haven't done yet?
Good night.
Love you.
Here
we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
See that photo that TMZ posted? I guess Drake's dad got Drake's face tattooed on his right bicep.
Sorry, Drake's dad got Drake's face tattooed on him? He got his kid's face tattooed?
Yeah.
Oh. Doesn't Drake have somebody's face tattooed on him too?
A lot of people. He's got Drake. Drake has... his dad's mugshot tattooed on his body.
That's what I thought. Okay. That doesn't look like Drake, that picture.
It looks like an old... Yeah.
It doesn't look like Drake.
If I was Drake, I'd be like, Dad, you could have like...
No. You know who
had
that...
Had them do something about the eyebrows. I know my eyebrows is tick, but
yeah,
still.
I know. But you know that...
But the latest one that Drake got was Denzel Washington's face.
That's right. Yeah, that's the Denzel. Weird one.
I will say...
That looks
artist,
like the picture, the tattoo of Drake that Drake's dad got looks like somebody who goes around saying, you know what do people tell me I look like? You know who people tell me I look like? People tell me I look like Drake.
There's actually a guy a high school student somewhere in the States who he like, I guess people have told him that he looks like Drake.
Right.
So he's tried to capitalize on it. And I see him pop up on Worldstar every now and then. But he like tries to talk like Drake. He dresses exactly like Drake. He goes to school and like girls are like trying to take pictures of them and stuff.
Really? Yeah. There was a Canadian band years ago. God, what's the name of the band? I don't even know.
Duran Duran?
No, it was a Canadian band. The singer of the band was this guy named Todd Kearns.
Okay.
And back in the day, he was just, I had never met the guy. And he was just like a tall dude with long sort of black hair. And I remember one night I was at a concert.
Okay.
And it was just general admission on the floors. And these two girls started like sort of hanging out with me and this dude I was with.
Age of Electric.
Thank you very much. That's the name of the band. Thank you. And then this one girl started getting like real close and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey.
What's up? How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah.
And at that time, I didn't have a lot of money. I didn't have a lot going for me. I'm wearing the same pleather pants for 5 days straight. and this girl who's just like way out of my league at the time was like getting real, real up on me.
Yeah.
And then next thing I know, we're standing in this general admission section, just making out.
Really?
At this concert, like full on making out.
You just met her.
I didn't even speak to her, basically. We just started making out.
Your tongues just started speaking.
Yeah. We're literally just making out.
Okay.
And then, so we stopped making out for a while and she goes, oh my God, it's been forever. And I go, yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, yo, when's the new album coming out? I go, yeah, I don't know. And she goes,
but in your mind, did you know like what the hell she was talking
about?
No,
I had no idea.
You were just going with it.
I had no idea. And then she goes, so anyway, listen, TK, what we're doing is we're going to go over to this thing after this thing. And I'm like, TK, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then somebody else comes up and they look at me and they go, hey, what's up, Todd? And I'm like, I'm like, I don't know who they think I am, but like, they're like, some person just said, my name was Todd. This girl's calling me TK.
Yeah.
And then somebody else walks up and they go, yo, Kearnsy. Right. Like their whole group of people. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I just made out with this girl who thought that I was the guy from Age of Electric. Right? Full on. And I didn't correct her. Yeah. Right?
She was like, and then he was wearing these pleather pants.
Yeah. And I didn't correct her. And then all these years later, I meet Todd Kearns and I'm like, yo, bro, before we get into anything else, I have to say thank you.
No.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He was so over the moon about it.
I'm looking at pictures of this guy, Todd Kearns.
Yeah.
If you want to Google image. K-E-R-N-S is how you spell the last name.
And keep in mind, this is a very long time ago. This is, you know, pre-millennium, right?
Dude, but listen, man, if he walked down the street, I'd be like, what's up, Roz?
Yeah, right? Thank you. But I felt that I needed to thank him. I felt that you can't have an experience like that in life without thanking the source material. And I would not have been able to make
this
out
guy.
With a
Rock
woman who is
star.
Way out of my league.
Yo, this man got smooth skin back in the day.
Right?
Everything. Look at that jet black hair.
That's what I had.
Oh,
I looked just like that dude.
Damn, son.
I mean, in a super dark general admission mosh pit, I look like that guy.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Kiss 92.5. This is Roz and Mocha. What's your name?
I'm Julia.
Hi, Julia. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, I had to put my cat down on Saturday, and I know Roz has cats and loves cats, and just wondering if you have any advice on how to get through this.
I'm putting a cat down?
Yeah.
How long you had the cat for?
13 years.
13 years.
What's your cat's name?
It's a family member, man.
Mr. Stubbs.
What is it?
Mr. Sub.
Mr. Sub. First of all, I am a huge fan of anybody who names their cat or dog with the first part being Mr. or Miss. I'm a huge part of that.
Mr. Sub.
Or when you start getting into the military handles like Admiral Nathan. I like those too. So you had the cat. How'd the cat die? Just naturally? Just like she just went?
No, he had cancer.
He had cancer. Aww. Yeah, it sucks.
you know, and you kind of get into a situation too where oftentimes when it's your animal that's sick, you wind up feeling like a worse person than you would seriously that when somebody's sick, because when it's a person that's sick, you will do absolutely everything you can. And because we have health care, you're not going to lose your house for it. But there's nothing worse than when you have a cat and the cat has cancer and then the vet comes to you and they're like, we could probably do a little bit of a surgery on it, but it's going to cost you $11,000.
Yeah.
You know,
and there's no guarantee that it's going
to
work.
And there's no guarantee. And then you have to make the decision that we don't generally have to make up here, which is I choose to not spend $11,000 on the cat. And you feel terrible about that because the cat's a family member.
Totally.
You know, but I think that, you know, I've dealt with death in my life probably more than, you know, most. But I'll say that when it comes to anybody dying, whether it's a pet or a family member or a parent or whatever, that's the rule is this, is that it will never get good. It'll just get a little easier. You know, and you just got to let it, you just got to take the time and don't feel bad that you're sad. Don't feel bad that you're sitting at your desk and you hear like somebody watching a cat video and it, you just burst into tears. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You just got to let your emotions just, you know, sort of run their course. And then you're going to wake up one day and you're going to go to work and you're going to get home and you go, oh my God, I wasn't sad today. And then you're going to go, why did I just think about that? Now I'm terribly sad.
I miss Mr. Sub.
You know, I miss Mr. Sub. Know. And those days will become just more frequent, more frequent, more frequent, more frequent, more frequent. And you'll get over them. And the reason you'll get over them is because you love them so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll get past this.
Thank you. Yeah. It's the first time I've ever had to go through the loss of a pet. So it's pretty tough.
Sucks, man.
Do you think you're going to get another cat?
I don't know. Maybe one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still live with another cat. Anyway, you guys are great.
What's your other cat's name? Out of curiosity.
Synergy.
Synergy. Okay.
Oh, that's cute.
So, yeah. So, Synergy and Mr. Sub.
Mr. Sub. Yeah, he had a sub as a
tail. Oh, Stub.
Oh, Mr. Stub.
Yeah, not Sub.
Oh, I thought.
That's even funnier. Okay. I thought you said Mr. Sub, like a submarine sandwich.
Yeah. To me, that's funny. Okay.
Yeah. Anyhow, Julia. I do want to say that I've been listening to you guys for years. Mocha, I listened to you when you were on Kitchener Station. Wow. So.
Oh, wow. That's forever ago.
Yeah.
I was at that radio station. I started there in 2004.
Jeez.
Yeah, so I have to say that Mocha's my favorite.
Oh. The hell, man.
Yo, after Roz gave all that beautiful advice.
I know.
The hell, man.
You
know?
You guys are all awesome, and Maury too, but.
Oh, no. That was probably the absolute, like, the most savage anyone has ever been.
You know, it's not often that Maury can actually point and laugh at me, but Maury's like, Maury's giving me the full Milhouse right now.
Yeah, so I don't mean to be rude, but
oh, that's great. I don't mean to be rude. You know, that doesn't fix things, right? When somebody says something completely offensive and then immediately say no offense.
Okay,
that doesn't alleviate you of any.
Julia, we love you so much. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So I wanted to get to this here, which are the little things in life that make us happy.
Okay.
They asked 2,000 people, what are some of these simple, what's that, Mar?
Am I a little thing in your life that makes you happy?
No, you're the reason I need a vacation. No, so a survey asked 2,000 people to name their favorite, quote, simple pleasures. Okay, so I'll run through these with you. They put together a list of 10 things. These are the things that are not, you know, you don't really have to go out of your way to do them. These are just the simple pleasures in life that give you great pleasure.
Okay.
Okay. A kiss and a hug.
Definitely.
Okay. Maury?
I'll let you know.
You let me know. Why?
When I'm ready to ding.
Oh.
That's good. Okay, ding. I'll give you that one.
What? Are you kissing a hug? Doesn't give you happiness?
No, it does. I just don't get it that often.
Oh.
So.
Oh, okay, wow. Damn, son.
Laughing with friends.
Ah. So many friends.
Oh, God, Mocha. So many laughs. You're such a troll. Maury?
Nope.
Why?
I don't have that many friends.
Oh, but the friends you have, you laugh with, though, right?
Yeah, when I see them.
Okay, I don't want to turn this into like a poll. Yeah.
It's turning into a Dr. Phil session real quick.
Yeah, this was supposed to be a happy segment.
Bring this up? Okay.
Okay, it was really supposed to be a happy segment.
Or he's like super sad now.
Okay, clean sheets.
Oh!
Yeah, okay, ding.
Okay. You like a clean sheet?
I'm going to ding for something on the list. It's going to be that.
Okay. Petting your dog or cat. Mocha, yes.
Yeah. Oh, my 100%. God, of course. As soon Simple as I get pleasure. Home, my dog, Tig, he's like right there at the front door, smiling, waiting for me to give him a pat on the head, scratch behind the ear.
Maury, as we know, not allowed to have a dog. And when he got serious with Matthew, Matthew made you what, Maury?
Get rid of my cats.
Get rid of your cats. Nice.
And all I've ever wanted is a dog.
Okay, I know, one year for Christmas, I gave Maury a cardboard cutout of a golden retriever.
I should have.
Dude, it still sits by the TV.
I should have done a trigger warning before this list of happiness.
Oh, man.
Getting a good deal.
Oh, always.
These, by the way, are the simple pleasures in life that make us happy. The little things, as they say.
Who doesn't like a good deal?
Okay. Oh, man.
What?
Getting a compliment.
All day, fam. All day!
More?
Still waiting.
Okay. Finding money is on the list.
But I found $20 in my pocket
the
other day.
Good for you.
In my jeans.
Good for you. Maury, when's the last time you've had $20 in your pocket?
I found a dollar once. Okay. Oh, God.
Hearing from an old friend. Yeah.
All the time. My buddy Neil texted me the other day. Yeah. I haven't heard from him in months. And he's my longest, like, I've known him the absolute longest out of anybody since grade 3.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I messaged a friend on Facebook last week and he wrote back going, who's this?
Okay, Maury, you got this one. Having some lazy time and just relaxing and doing nothing.
That's every day. Dang,
okay.
Dang.
And finally, doing a good deed. Okay, yes.
Of course. Good
deed. I'm still being lazy on the couch.
Damn, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
If you give somebody a gift, right, and they don't use that gift right, or they don't use that gift the way that you would like them to use that gift, can you take that gift back?
No, not at all.
Like, you know that they're not using it right, like, because, or...
Yeah. You know, okay, so let me try and give you
an example. Like,
okay, I'll try and give you an example here.
Oh, did this happen to you?
Yeah.
Who did you give a gift to?
Maury.
Oh.
And
it
drives me nuts. So I bought Maury for his birthday a really nice bag and a really nice computer bag.
Yeah,
I use it every day.
Because he didn't have a computer bag, and I felt for the guy. And so I got him a really,
he used to bring
his
stuff in and like
a shopping bag.
Shopping bags, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Like a Longo's bag.
Yeah. Like a
those
hobo.
Are good bags.
Right? Maury would come to work, did a good job, makes, you know, decent money, like a hobo with all his worldly possessions in a shopping bag. And so I bought Maury this really, really nice computer bag. And every morning I see Maury with this bag slung over his shoulder. And the thing that drives me nuts is it's just open with all the stuff inside it. And he never zips up the top.
Why do I need to zip up the top?
He never zips up the top. And to me, that is just, it's so disrespectful to not like zip it up. Like, it's the purpose of that bag is to be sleek. And you just walk in. It's like if you were walking around, it's the equivalent of walking around with like your pants undone.
Not at all.
Where you're like, that's not the purpose. There's a thing on there for a reason, because everything just looks better for one when their pants are done up and it's not offensive to somebody's eyes. When I see you walking around with the expensive bag I bought you and you don't even bother to zip it up, and there's stuff hanging out and sticking out all over the top.
It's disrespectful.
Thank you.
No, the difference is the bag that you bought, which, by the way, I love. It's fantastic. It still has that amazing patent smell.
Yeah.
I want to be able to have easy access to things. Just with pants, you don't need easy access.
Just sip it up.
Easy access to what, though?
It hurts my feelings that you don't zip up.
Where's the bag? Where's the bag? Go get it.
It's in there. But why? I don't understand why. Because anytime I need something, I need it quickly.
No.
And I want to be able to take stuff out right away.
Honestly, when somebody buys you something and you use it wrong, you should be able to take it back.
I'm still using it as a bag.
What do you possibly need so quickly? This is a beautiful bag, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. I spent a lot of money on that.
Oh, no.
Like, I take good care of the actual bag.
Why would that happen?
What are you talking about?
What are all these grease marks on it?
Okay, well, that's... I have no
idea. Look, all here?
What's all the grease marks on it?
Around the zipper? All up here by the top of the bag? Look down here?
Okay, I never use that side.
Look,
is that the side that rubs on your body?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Why are you so greasy?
Okay.
It look
okay. First of all, when I give you a good gift, you got to shower before using it, and then also you have to use the gift correctly.
Yeah. Okay. Let's
I still
see.
Use it as
you
a bag.
Need access,
but just
to-
zip it up, man. Like,
everything
zip it
is,
up.
Everything's in there, that's in there is so out. I took my laptop out, the mouse.
Some people call it that. Yeah. It's okay.
Oh, your laptop.
Yeah, it's okay.
And my banana.
And your banana.
He has a bag.
Yeah.
With inside the bag that you gave him is another bag of stuff.
Right. You don't need that though, man.
And he's got two lip balms. And that's it.
Okay.
No, because everything's over there.
But just do it up for me. It really breaks my heart when I see that.
So
I got you something.
What's going to happen if by mistake the zipper somehow breaks from overusage?
Over usage. Oh my God.
Like, I would rather just not.
Your logic is terrible.
How many times do you zip up your pants?
Just listen, okay?
Fine.
When somebody buys you something, just use it the way that it's intended to be used, okay? Because it really hurts my feelings that you don't. When I see the bag every day and it's just open, it's all like, it's all just loose. It doesn't look good. It's supposed to be like this super sleek, sharp bag, man. And when you don't do it up, it ruins it. It ruins the look.
What are you taking everything out for?
He's got a set of headphones.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and get you.
Oh, are these the headphones I gave you?
No, those are inside the bag. Those are my headphones.
No, these ones.
Those are mine.
I'll get you a cheaper bag if you want to misuse it like that.
He's got a USB with a bunch of secrets, I assume.
Yeah, sure.
Listen,
I'm not judging what's in it. That's fine. You can put whatever you want in it.
Would you buy from Toys?
Oh, what do you call it? With the little bricks and you push them out and it falls
Jenga.
Over? Jenga.
Jenga, right. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Maury, Mocha, let me know when you get to the pocket where Maury hides the shame.
It must be this one in the front that's like super full. Kiss 92.5, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. It's Julie.
What's up, Julie?
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Good, how are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. I just want to say I listen to you guys every morning, and I absolutely love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
I just had a little quick comment for Roz. I just got in the car and was listening to Roz's beef about Maury not using his gift properly.
Yeah.
I think you should be really grateful that Maury even uses the gift, because I have a family member who I tend to gift things to, and she doesn't even use them.
Well, are you a terrible gift giver?
No, actually, these are gifts that she has hinted that she's liked, and you know, if I have them, then she'll say, oh, wow, that's awesome, and I don't know if she's, clearly, sometimes she's probably lying, because, again, she doesn't use them.
But have you ever, Julie, have you ever called her out on it? Like, have you ever asked her, like, hey, I gave you this really awesome, you know, whatever, how come you're not using it?
Can you give us an example of something that you've given her that she doesn't use properly or doesn't use at all?
Oh my goodness. Okay. So I had picked up, a really nice, I guess it was sort of like a cuff net bracelet kind of thing, sterling silver, with a bit of rhinestones and whatnot. And we were at a family function, and she spent all night talking about how beautiful it was, and she tried it on and whatnot. And I figured this is also my, you know, something I can gift her for an upcoming event or occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And, I, you know, it just seems that she's never worn it. I purchased something, you know, similar, just different coloring, and she's never worn it. So she's also at one point given back stuff because she says, oh, you seem to use this more. Maybe you should take it back.
Oh, wow.
That's the best.
Damn. Yeah. Might as well just spit in my face.
Exactly. So, Roz,
yeah.
I think you should just thank Maury for using it. He's enjoying it the way he likes.
I know.
And I get it. I get it that, you know, you have, you know, the idea in your mind that it should be used this way, and you see it being used this way, but I think you should just be thankful that he's actually using it.
To me, it just shows, I don't know what it is. I don't want to say, Maury, I don't want to make this personal, but I want to say it's like a lack of class. But what I'm saying is that it's when I see you just not using the bag, it's like not respecting the gift. When I see you not using it right, when you're not doing it up.
A bag is intended to carry something. I'm using it to carry something.
I know, but it's all sloppy. It's a very sleek sort of modern, you know, bag. And then when you don't do it up and stuff's just like spilling out of the top of it, you look like a hobo.
I thought you'd just be happy that I'm using it.
No, of course you'd use it. What are you going to use it? The Longos bag again?
I may have to.
Hey, no. Julie, we appreciate the call. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, guys. You too. Love
bye,
you.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So, AC Slater.
What? Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez. Okay, so let me break this down for you. So, there's a restaurant in San Antonio, Texas.
Okay.
And somebody from Mario Lopez's team reached out to this restaurant and said, hey, Mario wants to come in for dinner.
Okay. Can you give me a table?
Why don't you give him a free meal, and then he'll Instagram about it.
Come on, man.
And the guy who runs the restaurant was like, no. And then he went on Facebook, and at first he was really, really vague, and then he just named and shamed Mario Lopez for wanting to get a free meal in exchange for an Instagram post.
Wow.
And then he pointed out that Mario didn't actually follow through with going to the restaurant, but Mario did Instagram a picture of himself at another restaurant in San Antonio. So obviously somebody went for it.
Sure.
Maury, come in here for a second,
they're
please.
Like, oh, wow, Mario Lopez, AC yeah. Slater.
AC Slater.
It's a big deal.
So before Maury, I want to get to your ideas on how people can get stuff for free that maybe aren't AC Slater. I'm just going to say this. I'm just going to say this right now. In this case, I fully take AC Slater's side.
Really?
100%.
Why?
Because he's got a million followers. And you are an idiot if you're running a restaurant where a celebrity with a million followers says, hey, man, I'm going to Instagram a picture of the delicious food you make me to my million followers. And then you say no. Your restaurant's going to fail. You're going to fail.
I don't
also, if you have $1 million, you can pay for your own food.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
No. A million followers, I said, Maury. He's got a million followers.
I didn't say you're dollars. Gonna,
you're
going to say no.
You're selling a product and somebody offers and somebody says, hey, give me that product for free and I'm going to put it on Instagram to a million people and you're going to say no and embarrass the guy? Hell no.
I don't agree with the restaurant owner, manager, or whoever going on Facebook and outing the situation.
Yeah.
But I think it's up to that individual's discretion whether or not
sure.
they want to. They said no. Move sure. on. I don't think that they should have. But I also think that Mario Lopez, at the status that he is and he's got the money, just go and buy your own damn food.
No, for free. Maury, talk about for free right now. Speaking of somebody who's incredibly good at getting stuff for free. So, Maury, let's say you're not Mario Lopez.
Okay. But you're still going to a restaurant.
You're still going to a restaurant. You don't have the 900,000+ followers that you can barter with and say, hey, I will let a million people know about your establishment if you give me something for free. So how can the regular person, because Maury's very good at this stuff, get something for free in a restaurant?
First out of the gate, simplest thing, complain about the food.
Okay, that's good.
Maybe the temperature. It could be the temperature, the taste. But you're making this up. Right? Like the food's fine.
Yeah.
Just complain about the food. So, and when they come over and they're like, well, do you want us to make the food again for you? I'll take it back to the kitchen. Look at your watch.
Yeah.
Do an angry sigh. Like, well, I have somewhere to be, but
okay.
Fine. As long as it's in a quick.
You can do it quick.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's what she said.
When no one is looking, put a bunch of salt in the food.
Oh.
Okay. So
what?
Put a bunch of salt in the food, then call the waiter over going, this is really, really salty.
Yeah.
And, or simply you could also put it in your wine, the salt in the wine and go, this wine is off. So they're going to obviously either try it or take your word for it and be like,
but then you've just ruined the glass of wine.
They're going to have, but they're going to bring you a new one and then they're going to give that one to you for free anyway.
But you don't know that.
Okay. So when you put salt, extra salt in the food, are you expecting the waiter to just like grab your fork and taste it?
But if they do, if you're like,
but if they weird, man.
I feel like, well, I don't know. It tastes delicious to me.
It tastes delicious to me. Like, I don't, at that point, you're.
Salt usually enhances the flavor.
I know,
but
I guess Maury's thinking a lot of salt, though.
Sure. Right?
Okay.
Okay, now for this one, you're going to have to chop up your acting skills, okay?
Oh. Chop up my acting skills.
Like, chop up your acting skills. So you make a recipe.
Chop up my acting skills.
Your acting skills?
Okay, so we have to learn how, first of all, before we can pull this one off, we have to chop up our acting skills.
Sorry. What's acting again?
Chop up your acting skills.
Okay.
Make a reservation for two.
Yes.
Only you show up.
Okay.
It was never for two. It was only for you.
Fair enough.
You show up. You're waiting there for like an hour.
Yeah.
And you keep going, I'm really sorry. My date should be here really soon.
Yeah.
And then they keep checking. And then you start getting, here's where your acting comes in.
Yeah.
Start getting really upset. Like not angry, just sad.
Yeah.
They're going to feel sorry for you. They're going to bring you something for free because your date stood you up the day you never had.
The classic loser move, huh?
Yeah, I'm great at that.
I know, your acting skills are on point.
Now, if you want free food that's not a restaurant, like if it's a grocery store or something, hide food on the lower part of your what do you call it, the buggy?
Yeah.
But forget to put it on the counter and
just
walk out with it.
Straight up theft, Holmes. Maury, that's stealing. That's not a how to get a discount. That's just straight up.
But let's be honest.
Just straight up theft.
Yeah, but the grocery stores aren't going to worry about $2.99 for a case of water.
And neither should you.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
So you know when you get a hangnail,
yeah,
and you just like can't stop picking at it, but you go deep on it. Like you don't pull it back long, but you know when you can go at it on either side and get like a big.
Gross.
It's almost like you're mining for something.
Gross. And then it starts bleeding.
Yeah. So I'm lying on the couch.
So gross.
with Roxy yesterday.
Yeah.
And she's lying in front of me. And I fall asleep. And I'm there for like, I don't know, like a good half hour. Like I get like a good nap in.
Sure.
Right?
Passed out.
And she's lying in front of me. And I wake up and she's just like digging and digging and digging on a hangnail. Right?
On you?
Yeah.
Ah, you didn't feel that?
No. I was asleep. But you know sometimes when you just do something? So she was lying there for a half hour with my arm wrapped around her, digging my hangnail.
Oh, that is so gross.
With her little fingers.
Oh.
And like just getting in there.
Wow, concentration.
Yeah, but she wasn't even paying attention. You know what? Like it's just like a thing that you do, right? Like, you know, you'll sit there and dig your own hangnail. And then you'd be like, ow, that hurt. And then you realize what you're doing.
Yeah.
But only she never had that ow, it hurt moment because it was my thumb that she was digging. So she was holding onto my hand, digging out my hangnails as if it was her own thumb.
Did it bleed?
No, but it was deep. It was like, it was deep.
How do you get hangnails anyway?
What's that?
I don't know.
That's a good question. I always get them. And I'll tell you, and I don't know if this is an actual thing, but I always get hangnails right after I cut my fingernails.
Oh, yeah.
Is when I get hangnails.
Okay.
And I don't know why that is.
See, I have a couple right now, but I haven't cut my nails in like...
Hey, come here for a second, Maury.
A week or so.
I need you to feel this.
That's what she said. Or, sorry, it's Maury. That's what he said.
Yeah, yeah. So come here, Maury. Get your mic on. So here, run your finger along here, and I'll show you what Roxy was digging out.
That's a cuticle. That's not a hangnail.
Yeah, but that's where it is, though. She dug this whole thing out right there. That's a hangnail. When you pull that back.
That's a cuticle.
Yeah, but it's a hangnail.
But are you sure that's not the cuticle? I get loose cuticles all the time. Look, I have a cuticle loose right
there. So what's a hangnail, then?
Hangnail is off to the side over up at the top here where it's like...
It's the same thing, though. It's still skin.
Because it's a piece of nail. Yeah. I get hangnails on my toes all the time.
Okay, hold on here. What do you consider to be a hangnail, Mocha?
Like... I have a couple.
Okay.
Like here, I don't know if you can see, but like here on the side, there's one little one right there.
Yeah. Okay. But you know, sometimes it moves down here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she was digging at.
No,
the side right there.
Cuticle.
No, it started here. It started there, and she pulled it all the way down. Well, that's what that is.
Now, whenever I get these, I use my mouse to bite it off.
That's my kid, jackass.
I realized once I said it.
Listen,
I'm sorry.
I'm totally cool with that's what she says. I actually quite enjoy them. But when I'm talking about my
kid,
what she said, my kid.
I realized when I said it. I apologize.
Yeah,
I usually take cuticles and hangnails out with my mouth. Can I use my mouth on yours?
No, Maury, you can't use your mouth on me. Okay.
How do you roll your eyes like that?
Stop it. Don't be so weird. I'm sorry. I have a conversation with you. It's be so weird. So listen, it started up here and then she pulled it, Mocha. Okay. And then she pulled it and like stretched it all the way down there. And then that's where she was picking was right there. That's a hangnail.
So it went all the
way
down. Yeah.
It went all the way down to my cuticle. So she pulled the hangnail all the way down from the top down to my cuticle. Oh, God. Anyway. I don't even know what I was talking about.
Hangnail.
Right.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I'm in a great mood today, man.
What?
I think because
can
it's October. What? Can you ruin it?
How would you want to do that?
Why would you even ask that?
You're like,
I don't know.
Most
I just know that all
ever.
I have to do is look at you and your day is
no,
ruined.
No, it's not necessarily.
Why in such a good mood?
I don't know.
It's celebrate,
no, because I think that it's like, because it's 21 degrees in October and it's going to be humid today. And even,
like
I don't care that it's even
pip
raining.
In your step.
I got pip in my step. Yeah, I got a pip in my step. Yeah, like the day Maury told me that he ran into Prince Charming. He was happy all day. Maury's like, oh my God, I had my Prince Charming moment. I had my Prince Charming
moment. Do you know what that
moment.
Means, Mocha, when you had your Prince Charming moment?
Do you know
moment?
What that means when somebody says they have the Prince Charming moment? Okay, so you know in all the movies when, like, the girl character is walking down the street with her shopping bags and she just sort of trips and falls and then one of the bags goes into a puddle and her glasses fall on the ground and then she just looks up and there's just, like, some dashing guy there handing her all her stuff back? That is a quote-unquote Prince Charming moment.
I had
a Prince Charming moment. So I was walking down the street, and a bee flew into my face.
Matthew was there to brush it away.
The bee stuck to my glasses. It wouldn't leave, and I'm swatting around. So I took my glasses off.
Pause for 1 second. So, Mocha, if you're walking down the street, right, and a bee hits your glasses and it gets stuck in it, what is the thing that you do?
I would just take my glasses off and try to get rid of the bee. Okay, just wave my arms around.
Maury, what did you do?
I took my glasses off and threw them across the parking lot.
What?
I didn't want to get stung, so I threw them across the parking lot.
So you wanted to damage your glasses?
I'm still swatting around
because
I thought the bee was still there.
Yeah.
And then so I was trying to find my glasses, and then all of a sudden I look up, and there was this really gorgeous tattooed guy in a tank top handing me my glasses, and he says to me, don't worry, we've all been there. And I said to him, I'm so embarrassed, and he said, it's okay, only I saw. And I'm like, oh my God, this isn't a movie. And he had neck tattoos and everything.
I didn't know you found that attractive. You find a neck tattoo?
Neck tattoos? Really? I find them very attractive. Yeah, really? I love neck tattoos. I don't know why. Incredible. I just think it's very, very meaty and masculine.
Really? What about just a neck tattoo? Or does he have to have other tattoos as well?
No, I think just a neck. Although that would look weird.
Yeah, like just like, one neck tattoo.
Like people who have only one shoulder
tattoo.
Says
a lot about a guy who only gets one tattoo and he gets it on his neck.
I know.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
Pretty tough, though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mess with a guy that had only a neck tattoo.
No.
Right?
But the neck tattoo guy is handing me my glasses.
You'd have to work up to...
Most people do work up to a neck tattoo.
Getting a neck tattoo. Yeah. You don't start at the neck.
You don't start with the neck. So he had like tattoos on his hands too.
All the way up his arm and even at his keys hanging from his belt buckle.
Yeah.
Like he's some kind of roadie.
And it's so funny, like what you find attractive. And then you look at Matthew, who's adorable, right?
Oh, he's my Prince Charming.
Yeah, but just so weird.
But the Prince Charming that you never had the Prince Charming moment with.
I know, I'm just backpedaling right now.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
So I want to talk about relationships for a quick sec here.
Oh.
So they found a quote unquote love test from 1924.
What?
That was in a magazine called Science and Invention. And what they had was they found the 4-item love test that was published in Science and Invention. And it was supposed to be scientifically, it would predict whether your marriage would be a successful marriage or a failure. So these are the 4 ways that they broke this down. Okay. So are you deeply physically attracted? The author says that physical attraction is the, all caps, most important element of a marriage. So he'd test whether a couple got shortness of breath or their heartbeat sped up when they looked at each other. So he would like take couples and do all this. So
I thought that was just being full.
So deeply physically attracted. How sympathetic are you? So in this test with couples, like actual couples, each person would watch their partner go through something mildly traumatic, like giving blood. And then they'd be tested whether they had a strong physical reaction to seeing their person in pain, right? So they would get couples together and start jamming needles in them, and then they would test you to find out. 1924, okay? 1924.
Sure.
Can you deal with each other's body odor? So again, these are the 4. Because back then in 1924, these are the 4 things they said that would make a successful marriage.
Absolutely not.
Can you deal with each other's body odor? Okay,
yes.
So the author says that he believes more marriages are destroyed by bad body odor than any other reason.
I believe
really?
It. Sunday morning when you've been sleeping for 12 hours.
Pause for 1 second here. In 1924, the leading cause, according to this scientific paper, the leading cause of marriage failure was bad body odor.
Is that because deodorant wasn't invented?
Not infidelity.
Not infidelity.
Nothing
not
like that.
Drinking. Not physical abuse. Nothing of the sort, right?
It's B.O.
Okay, B.O. So
in this test,
each person would be put in a tight enclosed capsule and a hose would pump in the scent from the other person's capsule right up their nose.
Oh,
and if they could handle that, they were a good couple, quote unquote.
This is what they did in the 20s?
Yes. Yes, yes. So do you balance each other out in stressful situations?
Yes.
So for this test, the author would surprise the couple by firing a gun into the air.
Oh, my God.
And he wanted to make sure one person had a more nervous reaction than the other to show balance. And that's it. So according to a 1924 science magazine, successful marriages were if you were deeply physically attracted to the person, nothing to do with their mind. You just made sure they had a rocking body.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So deeply physically attracted.
So swollen.
How sympathetic you were. So if they would jam needles into your partner and if you felt sympathy for them, then you were going to be a successful one half of the partnership. Can you deal with their body odor? Because apparently in 1924, the author believed that marriages were destroyed by body odor more than any other reason. It couldn't possibly be another reason when somebody stinks.
Yeah.
Do you balance each other out in stressful situations? So those were the four.
God,
those
how,
the
but
four.
Things, have they really changed?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say that body odor isn't really talked about as being the number one cause of divorce in any culture, really.
You don't see couples on Dr. Phil breaking down because of the other person's body odor.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
David Mori, please join us. I would like for you to tell Roz and everybody in the city listening right now what it was you were doing with your father, Frank, over the weekend.
Oh, so he's all about doing backyard renovations in a cheap way. And I guess someone was getting rid of some sort of shed in their backyard because they bought a house and they're renovating and the shed was there. And he wants to, they were offering it for free. And he said, I'll take it because he wants to turn it into a tiki bar with like a TV and stuff.
And like so, a grass roof and everything?
With the fancy glasses and all that stuff.
So this was somebody's shed. How big was the shed?
Don't ask more.
One, two, three, four. Like maybe 6 feet this way, 3 feet that way.
And your father's going to turn that into a bar?
He's
with
turn
a television?
Into, yeah.
Okay.
That's a very small tiki bar.
Very small.
Well, don't
bar.
Go by my measurements. I just remember it weighed a ton.
Okay. Okay. So what happened? Your old man says what?
First of all, when I get there and it's covered in bugs, I'm like, do you really want this? Why can't you just buy wood and remake the damn thing?
Yeah.
But he's like, oh gosh, this is good quality wood.
Okay.
I said, to who?
Yeah.
So I suggested we saw from the, I guess, the bottom and then the top, saw it in half. Take the main half and then carry it to the flatbed that he rented, thinking how heavy can wood be? The thing weighed a ton.
Yeah, it's a wood hut.
Yeah, but how heavy is wood?
Also, where did you get your engineering degree that you're deciding on how to dissect a structure?
Somebody had to.
Cutting it in half and then trying to reassemble it.
Somebody had to.
So this is David Mori and his dad, Frank, trying to take apart this tiki bar, or sorry, the shed, which will eventually become a
Thank
tiki
you.
Bar.
So door first, though. So why don't we just do thing well, one thing at a time?
You guys start unscrewing.
There's no screws.
Huh?
What screws?
These screws.
So we need the diamond, edge. The diamond screwdrivers.
Yeah. Phillips screwdrivers.
Nobody calls it Phillips. It's diamonds.
It's the proper name.
Yeah, but nobody calls it by that anymore. Do you call it TV or television?
Mori!
What?
Come on! We don't have all day here. Let's go! Come on!
You don't want to break the wood.
No, you're not going to break any. You're not going to break an egg if you're in like that.
Yeah, but how strong do you have to be to hit this thing? It's metal to metal.
It's metal to wood. And you got to get under it. Get under it, man! Come on!
I'm trying, but like...
Elbow grease. Not a little, ivory soap. Come on.
Come on.
This is not the way that I taught you how to get a little bit of manual labor in here. Come on. Okay. We built things in the past here.
Right there. I found it.
What?
Right there. There's a nail.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yeah. One nail. One nail is screwing up this whole project.
Oh, screwing us up. Oh,
nice one.
I have so many questions. Okay, first of all, I love that your old man is such a man. Your dad is such a man that for him, ivory soap is for sissies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ivory soap is the most generic dude thing you could possibly get. But like,
sure.
For your dad, like ivory soap is for sissies. Also, what is a diamond head screwdriver?
The diamond is the one that sort of is not the square, but it's kind of the diamond shape one.
The diamond.
He said absolutely nothing.
So there's
there.
The square, yeah. Flat, diamond.
Diamond?
Yeah, like, you know, the triangle one. Can I show you somehow?
Like the one that looks like an X kind
yes.
of thing?
Yes, that one. Diamond.
Okay, all right. Oh, my God. So what happened with the tiki hut then?
So I left after we got the main, I guess, part of the hut into the flatbed that my dad rented.
Oh,
that took
God.
3 hours to get it from where it was, I guess, maybe...
The measurements again.
I was going to say 20 meters to where the flatbed was.
Yeah.
20 meters?
20 meters if it was a meter.
Okay.
Where'd you bring the flatbed? Into the guy's backyard?
Yeah, they backed it in from the alley.
Okay.
So we carried it there, but we decided that the only way to get it in, because it weighed so much. Oh, and then there was a phone technician on a pole, and I asked for his help. So he came down from the pole to help us sort of tip it upside down into the flatbed.
And then your dad, what, strapped it down and brought it back to his place?
To Burlington, and somebody helped on that end to get it out.
Oh, that poor sucker.
Oh, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
It's 92.5 Roz and Mocha. Yo, Fabian.
How are you guys?
Good. What's going on, dude?
Just heading into work.
Yeah? How's business?
Business is all right, you know, it's going. Yeah.
What are you doing for a living again, Fabian?
He's a plumber.
A plumber. You know, it's interesting. I had a plumbing question for you.
Oh, yeah?
What's that?
Yeah. Again, so I replaced the plunger in the toilet, everything else. This is about 6 months ago. And then my toilet, again, is back to just running constantly where I got to jiggle the handle.
Jiggle the handle?
Yeah.
To
get it to stop, yeah.
It would either A, I would say check the flapper.
I replaced the flapper 6 months ago.
Yeah, those are crappy, especially if you guys are, if you're using any kind of like cleaner in the bowl or anything
no,
like that?
No, man. No.
Wow. The flappers are usually crap. You got to replace those often, especially if you don't buy a good one.
Yeah.
Or the ball cock.
The ball the cock.
Whole, yeah, or the whole...
Nori, not funny. It's what it's called.
Yeah, I know.
Can you grow up for a change, Maury? Trying to have an adult conversation. Talking about, you know, flappers, ball cocks here.
Holy.
Anyway, so three guys sit around talking about flappers and ball cocks. So these things don't last long? Is that what you're saying?
No, yeah, they don't really last long, some of them. Now, what kind of toilet do you have? Because me, honestly, I'm assuming you got like a high-end toilet.
It was, you know, it was a toilet. And Maury just walked out of the room. It was a...
He's like, I can't participate in this conversation. High-end toilets?
High-end toilets? Not even allowed to use the toilet at home. No, it was a... I think, bro, it's Kohler.
Kohler? Okay. Yeah. So if you replace a flapper, I would check your chain. The flapper to the chain, just make sure it's not too tight.
Yeah, bro, I get the whole thing. I replace the handle, the rod, the chain, the flapper.
The other thing,
you have to buy like Kohler parts, right?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, it would be suggested to use Kohler parts. They have stuff at Depot you can use.
No, man.
But honestly, Roz, if you want, I'll come free of charge, bro. Take a look at it and tell you what you need to fix.
I can't do that. That's overstepping, bro. Come on.
No, it's not, man. Honestly, dude, it would be my pleasure to come and do it for you.
You like how I do this move? Right? You like that, Mocha?
Honestly,
it would be an honor for me to come and take a look at your toilet. Fabian, I won't even touch it.
Okay.
I'll tell you what to do.
It's overstepping. I could never.
Bro, honestly, it's not a big deal. I'm downtown.
How's Thursday? I'm joking.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or on the KISS 92.5 app.